sand. Scoop up a handful of sand from the bottom of a dry wash and let it run through your fingers. Out in the desert, there's sand everywhere, and it can feel like it was just always there, soft and fine. But every single grain of sand is a tiny piece of broken rock, worn down over an enormous amount of time. Sand starts out as big rock, even mountains. Rock seems like it lasts forever, but it doesn't. Up on the mountains, water seeps into little cracks in the rock, and on freezing winter nights it turns to ice. Ice swells and pushes, slowly splitting the rock apart. Then the monsoon rains come, and water goes roaring down off the mountains and floods through the washes, tumbling the broken rocks along, banging them against each other, knocking off corners and bits. Wind flings grit at them year after year. Bit by bit, over thousands and thousands of years, big rock gets broken into smaller rock, and smaller, until the pieces are the tiny grains you call sand. Not every kind of rock survives the trip equally. The softer stuff wears away and washes off fastest. The hardest stuff lasts the longest. That's why so much sand is made of one tough, glassy mineral called quartz. It's hard enough to keep going long after the softer rock has crumbled away to nothing. The sand you're holding is, in a way, the toughest leftovers. So when you pour sand through your fingers, you're holding the broken-down remains of rock that was once huge, maybe once part of the very mountains standing over the valley, ground down over more time than you can imagine into pieces small enough to hold. Here in the desert, the sand is worn down stone, all of it. Some far-off beaches have sand made of other things instead, like ground-up shells and coral, but this handful is what's left of the mountains.